פרגרף זיין, וזה בחינס גוידל הצער והכאב שצורך לסבול התינוק בעיס המילה. Based on what we've learned here, we'll be able to understand the tremendous pain that the child has to experience at the time of the bris mila. Ki lizkois lebechinas lemala meazman, ze yefsher kiyim al yedei bitul el atachlis. Because for a Jew to be able to rocket up to lemala meazman, to get up, 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 a billion levels up to that place called lemala meazman, is impossible, ze I efshir, kim al yedei bitul el atachlis, unless the person nullifies, negates their whole physical being, and thereby is able to plug into that spiritual world. As they strip themselves in a sense of the body of all the physical material, then what's left, their soul is able to connect with the soul place, you know, all the way upstairs. And we know that it's impossible for a Jew to achieve that, to nullify his physical and thereby be able to go up, up to a very high spiritual place without closing your eyes. You have to close your eyes from all the narishkeit, all the foolishness of this physical world. Then you have the ability to soar and to go up and to connect into the spiritual realm. Shezeh bechinas ma she'odom soiger v'soisem einov b'chozko ma'oid be'eis yisurim u'keivim g'dayl m'rachmolsam. This is the secret behind why a person closes their eyes very, very tightly when they're experiencing major pain. When they're in the dentist chair and the guy says, okay, listen, get ready, I'm going to drill now. This is going to hurt, but it's just going to take 3-4 seconds. Please bear with me. When the person hears that, they know they have to close their eyes, not just close eyes regular, clench the eyes super, super tightly shut. Kemavur kol zeh b'hatoyer v'ayomer boyaz el rus. As Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this in Torah Samach Hei, chapter 65, in the first half of Likut Imran, Ayin Shom Heitev. Look it over there well so you'll understand what we're talking about here. Rabbeinu Zal there bases it on the fact that the Gemara tells us that in the physical world, in this world, there's good and bad, right? When something good happens, the Gemara says, you make a bracha, hatov ha-metiv. When something bad, lo aleinu, happens, when somebody passes away, for example, there's a different bracha. It's baruch dayan ho-emes. The Gemara says, but in the future, in the next world, it's going to be all hatov ha-metiv. Bayom hahu yihya Hashem echod u'shmo echod. The Gemara says in Pesachim that in this world Hashem is sometimes this, sometimes that. In the next world, it's going to be all love, all ahava. So Rabbeinu Zal says that's why. So the question is, what do I do while I'm in this world? You're telling me I'm going to go through all kinds of bad experiences. How do I handle it? How do I deal with it? Rabbeinu Zal says the answer is, one way is to try to plug yourself into the next world. Down here on this world, there's good and there's bad. If you can plug into the next world, if you can see past this world, if you can see into the next world, over there it's all good. Now, how does a person increase his vision? By a pair of glasses, get contacts? Rav Nosson says the more you narrow, the more you, when a person who can normally see, let's say, a distance of 5 miles, and he sees something out there in the distance in the ocean, he wants to see what it is, what does he do? He squints. By squinting, by closing the opening of the eye, that lets you be able to see further. The narrower the opening of the eye, the further out it goes. And Rav Nosson touches on this in other chapters in the Likutei Moharan, because he says in order to see something, there's like a laser beam that has to go out from your eye, hit that thing, and bounce back. If the beam is concentrated, then it can go very far. If it scatters, then it can't go as far out. The more concentrated the beam is, so the more a person closes their eyes to this world, the more that gives them the ability to look further, to look past this world, to look up beyond this world, to look into the next world, where there it's all good. There the person sees that everything is chesed and ava. That's why when the dentist is drilling, when I close my eyes and when I squeeze them shut tightly, spiritually, what am I doing? I'm detaching myself from this physical world, thereby taking myself up to the next world, to that place of kulay toiv, and there it doesn't hurt. That eases the pain. That makes the pain much less. So now Rav Nosson Zal tells us that we've just explained that at a bris milah, this is what we're trying to accomplish. The child went through the 7 days of zman, right? And now on the 8th day is lamala miyazman, and he's trying to plug zman into lamala miyazman. And the only way you can do that is by nullifying yourself to the tachlis, by negating the physical. Because as long as I'm physical, I'm within zman. The more I negate the physical, the more I unplug myself from gashmius, the more spiritual I am, the more I'm in lamala miyazman. So Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein nosno lanu ha-toyra mitzvah hazoi sa'idei yisurim ukev gotel. And this is why this mitzvah of removing the orla from the bris, which removes the foolishness from the brain, Hashem designed this mitzvah in such a way that it involves major pain. Ki me'oitzem ha-keiv, because of the great pain that the child is experiencing, Azai hatinoik soisem v'soigerein of b'chazkamoid, the child closes his eyes very tightly. When a child is screaming from pain, you'll take a look at his eyes and you'll see that his eyes are tightly closed. Kinira b'chush, as we see in real life. Vayidezeh, and by doing that physical action of closing his eyes like that, afal pi de'ihu loichozi, even though with his physical eyes he doesn't see, Mazle chozi, his neshama sees. Ki nichlal nishmosayoz bebechinas bitu lemala miyazman. His soul soars to that place of lemala miyazman, because he's negated the physical world. He's closed his eyes tight. I'm not looking at anything down here. Vaideze yum shachol of rishimu mebechinazois. So he shoots up, he rockets up into the next world, and he plugs into that very bright light over there. And even though he comes back down, even though he opens his eyes afterwards, he comes back down, he's left with some of the residue of that super bright light that he connected with up there. So there, by doing that, he draws upon himself the reshima, the imprint, Mibechina Zois, from this beetle, this high level, ad sheyizke bimei chayov lovoi lebechina Zois. And this gives him something to strive for while he's living in this world. I tasted it. I know what it is to be upstairs, because I was upstairs during my bris milah. They stuck that knife in there. I jumped out of my seat. I jumped all the way up like a rocket. I rocketed up to the next world, to that place of beetle, lemala miyazman. So now, even when I come back down, I have that memory. I tasted that. And I know what my mission in this world is. My mission in this world is to get back up there. That I'm always trying to connect the zman to lemala miyazman. How? By being careful not to let the physical world control me. Not to let the physical desires and the shtusim of this world control me. Ad sheyizke bimei chayov lovoi lebechina zois, to the point where the person can be zoicha during his lifetime to achieve this level. Levatel chisoron hadas, to get rid of all of his lack of das, meaning to acquire as much das as he can, to be zoicha to shleimus hadas. Ad sheyizke lebechinas bitul azman, till he gets to such a high level of shleimus hadas that he goes beyond time, he negates the time completely. Shezeh ikar hatachlis. This is the main goal of a Jew, as we said before. Kanal. V'alkein zeh ho iver hanal. And therefore, this blind beggar, remember in the story of Sipurim Isis? The beggar who is blind, supposedly, he couldn't see, because he wouldn't look at all the narishkeit of this physical world. He wouldn't look where a Jew's not supposed to look. Shezocho letachlis shoyrish hazikoroim, who was zocho to the highest degree of perfection of memory. Letachlis bitul hazman legamri legamri kanal, to be able to nullify time completely, completely. Alkein hoyonire ki iver legamri. This is why he appeared to be totally blind. Ki zocho listoi meinov mechezu dahayalma legamri, because he was zocho to close his eyes to all the things a Jew's supposed to close his eyes to in this world, not to look where he's not supposed to look, not to get interested or involved in all the distractions of this world. Kasher hispoir esatzmoy, like the Bettler praised himself, she'en lo shum histaklus bozeh ho'ilam. He told those children at the time, I appear to be blind because I don't look at anything in this physical world. Because this whole world doesn't mean as much to me as a blink. It's like a blink of an eye to me. It's mean. It's not nothing. Because it's impossible for a person to accomplish this nullifying of the time. Shehu hatachlis, which is the goal, we said, which gives a person shleimus hadas, which gives a person highest level of memory. Kiyim b'stimu dainin kanal, without closing one's eyes, like we said before. Shezehu b'chinas hatzar v'hakev shel atinoik be'es hamila. This is the reason, and this is the importance and the concept behind the pain that the child undergoes during the time of bris mila, shaydeze soy semenov, which forces him to cleanse his eyes shut very, very tightly, and thereby elevates him, that shoots him up on this tremendous aliyah to Lamala Meazman. He connects to that eighth day.